I would like to have the history of the present complaint which is going on. I think the last few months it is the same thing is going on.
I have no appetite. I cannot digest. This is the
main trouble is
study how it is beating.
Like sparrow, and like crow.
Then, according to that, there is bats. Immediately I will give you the history. Then that. You will not ask, give me the history. You study the history from the bats. That is that. So that is wrong. Actually, our grave is now lost. Nobody seriously takes our grave.
There's not much big money in it, I think.
Thing is that allopathy is so popular now, nobody goes to it.
Yeah, there's no, you can't make a living very much.
They can give immediate effect. Although it's not very good, but still, by injection, by some strong medicine, they can give them the people like that. That was long time. And people cannot work.
Yeah, the cure is very slow.
And that is also not very sure because Ayurvedic physicians, they are not getting many cases. They cannot experience everything requires experience. These are the difficulties in Ayurveda. Still, some of the patent medicines, they are effective. Just like Javan Pras, now Yogendra, Yogendra. If they are properly prepared.
Some water is spilled next to Prabhupada's desk. I was looking for a cloth. Yeah. Bhavananda Maharaj could get you some dab water, if you like. Prabhupada was liking some dab water.
If the one community said that in our religion, there is no need of education.
Have the education?
Will this state allow that?
Well, they shouldn't, because then it's not a religion. Genuine.
No. It is religion or not religion. Suppose there is a university. And if some religious sect said that in our religion, we shall not take university.
We shall not take any education
from
the university.
Yeah. So, the government accepted.
In the United States, there's a group in Pennsylvania, and they say that they will not undergo any kind of normal education because it is polluting. Mm-hmm. They have their own education, and they're permitted. Even from 6, 7 years old, from first grade. Mm-hmm. They're called the Amish.
Hmm?
They're called the Amish people, Amish people. That's not a door, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
That's heavy dropping of heavy items.
Another point. Secular scientific knowledge. 2 + 2 = 4. If somebody says no, in our opinion, it's 5. We need to be actually.
I didn't hear what you were saying.
See, 2 + 2 = 4. Now if somebody says, in our opinion, it should be 5.
No, no one will accept that.
Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is teaching the science that this body is not yourself. You are different from the body.
Mm.
If some other sect, they say, they are stated in the Bhagavad Gita, it is meant for the Hindus, not for us. Would it be accepted?
It should not be.
Therefore, the institution for teaching Bhagavad Gita must be there.
Mm.
Science should, of life.
Should be, it should be there in every university.
Yes.
It's scientific. It's the only scientific book.
Jina Sindhathale Komaram Jovanangala. Komaram, childhood. Jovanam, youthhood. Jara, old age. Does it mean only for the Hindus?
No.
And how this science should be stopped for us? It is universal.
Just as that Christian asked you, is Lord Jesus' teachings universal? The Christians, they say that Jesus' teachings are universal. So that means that they must be true.
Otherwise, and I said yes.
And you said yes. Jesus said, thou shalt not kill. This applies to all human beings.
Yeah.
So if they say that about Jesus' teachings, then why not about Dehino Sunyata Dehino? They should say.
Knowledge, but he will not deliver it to any of them. So,
that's miserly.
That is very good. Jnana Kala. Kala means envious. I know him.
But Vaishnava is Param Dukkha Dukhi.
How you can stop spreading Krishna consciousness? Not possible.
told me that unless one is compassionate,
he cannot become Vaishnava.
He cannot preach.
My Guru Maharaj used to say, Prana Ache Ja Sehetu Krucha. One who is living me, he can preach. Dead body cannot preach. One is actually living me, he can preach. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumi te manusya, pila manusya janma. One who is a man, he will be interested. Cats and dogs, it is not Bharat Bhumi te haila kukur janma jat, ekata bhani. Manusya. That is right.
It'll be a very interesting meeting to see if he's actually willing to take some action. He'll hear and he may agree, but whether he will act, that we will see. One thing I'm already doing is I'm starting to compile a list of those who we want permanent residence for. I told Bhavananda this morning already that he should tell me the names of those people in Bengal who he feels are qualified to remain permanently. So that way, if suddenly we get some opportunity, I'll have the list already to submit. That's, to me, that, of course, I'm a little bit tend towards pessimism, but I think that's something that we could actually hope from this government. It won't be difficult.
Let me watch. He is foreigner, because he has brought India independently, they are not coming. That this is foreign boy, they are helping me. Let them remain what are they doing. Let them have permanent residence, helping me. Their life, money, everything. Why don't you allow me? Unnecessarily, they have to go out and come again.
We're throwing away 5 lakhs of rupees that could be well utilized every year.
We have not, we have no interest in politics. One interest we have is phantasmagoria. We are not so cool. So many people that are taking part in politics. It is a decision.
That's the argument I always use when we're preaching to get someone to join. They say, well, we want to be a doctor, or we want to be this. I said, there are already so many millions of doctors, so many, but there's
and
only...
Doctor is cancer. You become a patient.
Yesterday that man was canvassing you.
That man.
Ayurvedic man.
Yeah. As soon as he wanted PhD, I rejected him. Did not have it.
No.
And Kartika was sorry that I did not give him one and a half.
Oh, Kartikeya, the whole time he was very agitated.
So everyone will come, I'll have to give 1.5 hours.
He wanted you to stop talking to the reporter and begin talking to the doctor. What good the doctor will do, what the reporter can do so much good.
When I say do this, you can do
that. He listens.
So one must be cooking this part.
Yeah. No, he's a nice choice.
And if Upendra can do like Bhavananda, let it invite him. Let him be tender.
Yeah.
He can do it.
How long do you think
Bhavananda... Now it is bright.
It's starting to shine.
The more we do,
it's like shining one's heart.
This is Bhavananda.
Yeah. Bhavananda Maharaj and I were just discussing this morning, we were looking at the shining, we were discussing the difference between this marble and Kota stone. Kota stone is very much inferior. Mm-hmm. And Kota stone, can never get it even smooth. It will always be uneven because the stone is layers. So when they're polishing, some layers are higher than others. Marble is generally very first class.
That's done time.
How long Bhavananda should, now Upendra's here, I'm wondering.
If he's intelligent, he can learn it in one day.
Otherwise, a few days.
Hmm.
Bhavananda was thinking at least 4 days he will remain. He's gotten a little bit attached to taking care of you.
So, why this road, why is nice?
Yeah.
Let him see. Yeah, that's very nice. Very nice.
I think the best anyone has ever.
How you can stop educating people about Bhagavad Gita? This most genius mankind, such a knowledge, should be hidden from the humans. And some rascal will misinterpret.
Yeah, your point yesterday was very nice, that some things which are difficult, they may need explanation. But when Krishna says, give it to me, what is a question of a need of interpretation? That Radha Krishna, immediately he gives his explanation. It doesn't mean to Krishna, the person.
How rascal he is, and he's coming here. No, this is the rule. Grammatical, that when things are clear, there is no interpretation.
It's an actual rule.
Just like Sarva Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking. Chaitanya said, when the meaning is clear, why are you doing
Yeah.
Nonsense?
Said, Sarvabhauma asked him, you have sat here hearing Vedanta for 7 or 8 days, but you have not said anything. Are you not understanding? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I understand the Vedanta, but I cannot understand
your
interpretation.
साल्ट भी चाहिए आपको? साल्ट, ये शुगर रखा पनीर के लिए, आपने बोला था कि इसके मिश्री के साथ खाएंगे।
हाँ,
साल्ट चाहिए? नहीं,
ये दाना बन दिया क्या?
नहीं, दाना नहीं, ऐसे ही अभी फ्रेश बनाया ना, ये
पानी थोड़ा निकाल कर।
If you give me the key to the Almira, then I can affix the tags.
Okay.
I'll keep these here for now. First, I'll do those.